Welcome to the Obesity Medicine Podcast with your host, Dr. Matea Rentilla, board certified in internal medicine and obesity medicine. Here, we talk about a path to metabolic health, and we have real conversations about chronic weight management and living a full life. Just a reminder, I am a physician, but I'm not your physician. So everything that's on this podcast is for informational purposes, but please go talk to your doctor about what's right for you. There is no medical advice being given on this podcast.
Okay, welcome, 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 everybody. Today we have a really amazing guest, Angel, and I want to give you background because we have never, this is a pioneering, a groundbreaking episode because I've actually never had someone on where I just love following their account, love hearing their story, love what I've been hearing from Angel on social. And so I just want to give you background here. She is not my patient. She's not under my medical care, but I started to follow her TikTok channel months or a year ago. Like, I don't know how long, like it feels like a really long time. We don't know the dates, but we don't have the receipts, but we had this moment recently where, you know, we've always kind of like just lightly talked back and forth and DM like, oh, that recipe looks good. Or, you know, different things like that. And then we recently had this moment where we were kind of like, yeah, people are not honest about what they're eating, or maybe the weight loss pace is slower. And I thought, these are things that we've never talked about on the podcast. And I was like, hey, this is totally random. I sent this voice message to her on Instagram and I said, Angel, do you want to come on the podcast? And we're going to take it from there. But Angel, can you start with introducing yourself and just give a little bit of background, whatever you'd like to offer about maybe where you live or like, how did you get online? What do you share online? Just give us a little bit of background.
Okay, cool. So thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I have to say that I was like, so just blown away by the fact that you would want me on your podcast. I listen to it all the time and I was like, oh my gosh, I love her. So if I fangirl for a second, you know, that's just what it is. But I am Angel. I've struggled with obesity and weight my whole entire life. I have always been in a bigger. And then I started really on Instagram and Facebook. I am very, if you would talk to my family or friends, they would say, oh, Angel is always on social media. She's always posting a selfie, whatever. I love social media. It was the end of 2020. So, well, first of all, backstory, like my husband and I have been through like a whole bunch of infertility stuff. We've been trying to, you know, get pregnant, and I was going to a fertility center. You know, my weight kept creeping up over the years from out of high school. Then we got married, then, you know, infertility stuff, all the things. And so it just, my weight just kept creeping up, creeping up, creeping up. And it was the end of 2020, and I was having conversations with family members, and I was like, you know what? And, you know, also, I've always been on this trying to lose weight. You lose weight, you lose 30 pounds, then you gain that 30 pounds back, and yeah, everything, all the ups and the downs. And so I'm like, okay, well, something, I'm almost at that year, I was 39, turning 40, and I was turning 40 in 2021. So I was like, I gotta do something. I don't want to continue on to this process. So I started just counting calories and my protein, and I implemented exercising every day. And that was at the end of 2020, beginning of 2021. I started posting every single day on social media for accountability purposes. And I was like, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. And so that was my goal, was to lose 50 pounds before my 40th birthday. And I did. And then I kind of like hit a lull and I was like, oh, this is good. Life is good. I'm feeling good. Like, you know, you aren't as regimented. You aren't as strict, you know? And so I was like, oh my gosh, the weight started to slowly creep up. I also still I still always posted on social media. I was always like, all right, I'm getting my walk in, whatever. And then it was 2022. My weight started creeping up. I started out of that 50 that I lost. I found myself creeping slowly back up to 30 pounds. And it was September of 2022. I started seeing Mounjaro around on TikTok and all the things. And so, and the coupon, and I was like asking my doctor and she wanted to prescribe me Wegovy. I ended up on Mounjaro and I started October 17th, 2022. And I didn't really start right away posting on TikTok. It took me a while to come into this, like not shaming myself for having to be on a medication.
Totally.
You know? Yeah. So like it was all of that. Then that's kind of where my journey went. I was posting and stuff. I am married. I do have 3 dogs and 2 cats, and we live in Northern Michigan. And today it is a blizzard out.
Oh my gosh. That's so incredible. I'm in Indy today and we don't have any. It's just so incredible, right? The difference. But first of all, I just want to take, I had followed you for so long and I didn't know many of these details. So thank you for having really summarized, and thank you for sharing that. I know that it's not easy. I don't think people realize, like, it's not easy to be out there and to share this information. So thank you for doing that. I actually came to, I remember the first video when I saw this and I was like, instant follow, when you were doing a walk and you were like, I didn't feel like doing it today, but I'm going to do it. And it was a little bit pulled out. And I was just like, yeah, she's my girl. Like that is who I want to follow. That is who I want to be around. But I think people listening, I wrote down a few things as you were talking, and I think at least a lot of my listeners, because I think I attract a certain person, I think they're going to relate to lifelong struggle with this, right? That this is not something, oh, it's like a vanity medication or something like that. Absolutely not. The IVF struggle, that is so real, what you have gone through there. And then really talking about, I love the intention of you getting out there with wanting the accountability with being on there, because it's like a very different energy than sort of, oh, here's the before picture, here's the after picture, but you really don't kind of get what goes into it. And you made a comment the other day on a video. So you shared a non-scale victory and you talked about how your arms don't hit the sides of the treadmill anymore. And you made this other throwaway comment. You were like, this is years in. And I was like, yes, what occurred to me, and maybe we could talk about this a little bit more. I don't think people understand, like, they think that, oh, that you know, what did you say here in 2022, right? Oh, you start Mounjaro and here you are, whatever weight down or whatever it is. And it's like, no, you started way before that. You've always cared about it. You've always been working on it. You've always gotten walks in, but now you can see it a little bit more. And I wonder if you want to talk about that, kind of like the daily aspect of this, like you're always getting the walks in, you're always doing these things, right?
Yeah. So I'm definitely, when I started, I was like, okay, I first started with just 30 minutes a day. And not even in that, when I was walking on the treadmill, I was like, okay, I'm going to walk a mile. I can walk a mile in 20 minutes. And so I tried to not put that pressure on myself of like doing it in a certain time or doing it in, okay, I have to walk at 3.2 on the treadmill. I walked at 2.7. I was slow. But I was big. My starting weight was 370 and I'm down to 87, but that has been years in the making. And like, tremendous. I was, and it was like, it didn't just fall off. So yeah, I'm walking and I just constantly am walking. And then I started doing the, when I first started, I did like a 21 day challenge with myself, had like people kind of join me. And so I created like a Facebook group and I would post every day. And I don't know, I love doing it with people because it just helped me to be accountable. It helped me to like, okay, well, if they're watching me, it helped me get out there. And there were days, honestly, the post that you're talking about, there are days where I'm like, I work on my feet all day when I'm at work. I work at Starbucks. I did not mention that. I work at Starbucks and I'm on my feet all day running around. I'm a shift supervisor. You know, there are days where I want to come home and I don't really want to walk on the treadmill or I don't want to go outside for a walk. But the walking has really helped me, not even physically, to be honest, but more of my mental health. It like clears my brain. I don't feel so much anxiety or stress. It just really helps my stress. And also I was doing some weight training, and I know weight training, and don't get me wrong, weight training is good for you and I believe in it. I have PCOS and PCOS. Sometimes I would do so much weight training that would just stress my body out like crazy.
Totally.
To where it was not kind of productive. It was not really helping in some way. But walking, I really found like my body just responded so well to the walking. And that's something that I can do when I'm like 80 years old.
Totally. You bring up a really good point. I don't think this is talked about enough. So we're just going to each talk about our personal journeys here, right? We're not even going to we can bring science into it, but let's just make this a personal episode. So when I started strength training, I was trying... I'm laughing because it's so horrendous. I've talked about this, but I tried to start with 30 minutes. Think like a random video. I joined this membership. I still work with her, but now it's on a more personal level. Before it was just like the main membership, if you would. And I tried to do 30 minutes at a time. Not only could I not move for a week, but my hunger was so freaking high. It did not matter how much I ate. We couldn't bring it down. And then I met with her and she was like, Matea, why are you doing this? You're already a muscular build. This was before we even had the body composition. She was like, literally do 5 minutes. I was like, what are you? She's lying. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, right? She's lying. And the point is I need 10 minutes a few times a week. And if I go past it, because I actually love weightlifting. So I've never talked about this, but in college I had a trainer and I was like lifting all this heavy stuff. I have a little muscle builder in me. And the problem is my metabolism and hunger levels do not enjoy doing more than 10 minutes. So recently I tried to up it to 20 minutes those few times a week. Cause I was like, I like it and I want to do it. You know, it's like, I was like, I'm doing this again. So hungry. I couldn't get it under control. And so the answer is same as for you. The walking doesn't do that to me, but the strength training does. And someone listening is going to have some reason of what we could eat and how we could do it differently. The reality is you sometimes have to listen to where you're at. And I think that it's really beautiful. What I'm hearing is you, every single step, are really listening to yourself. And I think that people are going to relate to this hearing. You just have to, you get up and you do what you can. And for you, it was getting a mile in initially, mm-hmm. and now it has progressed to more. Can you tell me more though about what do you tell yourself at the end of the workday when you're so freaking tired and you, because you've made videos on this and I love it. And you're like, I know if I sit down, I'm not getting up. And we have all had this moment. Like, I know for me, I cannot go upstairs and go to like get in bed for the night if I haven't done X, Y, Z. What do you tell yourself to even get you to do it?
Well, first, I only allow myself to watch certain shows when I'm walking on the treadmill.
Oh, I love that.
If I want to watch an episode of something, I only can do that on the treadmill. Huh. So if I've like, so there's that one, but then it's like, really it's like a matter of like, okay, Angel, that's why I set these monthly like goals or challenges for myself to hit like a certain miles for the challenge. So like there was last year, I did a couple of months where I did 50 miles for the month. I would walk a total of 50 miles that right now I'm doing 40 miles. And then I would give my little, I would break those up into like weeks. So weeks I would, okay, 10 miles for this week. So I'd break it down into something more simple. So then like, okay, Angel, I just give myself this like coaching, like talk of like, I know you're tired. I know, but you know how you're going to feel. Or the one day recently, I did not want to go and walk. And it was, I was going outside to walk and it was beautiful and sunny. And I was so just tired, mentally tired, exhausted, whatever. But I knew the weather coming was not going to be good and I wasn't going to get outside. And so I was like, Angel, just get up and go outside. And I am so glad that I did that day. I ended up walking like 3 miles that day.
Yes.
And I just try to encourage myself and not talk down to myself, because there's some times where you're just like, we are our worst critics. And I tend to be so negative to myself. You just do. You just tell yourself you're a failure.
I think everyone does.
Yeah, I don't
think it's almost like, and I don't know if it's more a woman thing or really, I don't want to generalize because I think men probably struggle with this too. And I know because I have male patients and they struggle just as much, but it's almost like it's acceptable to really put ourselves down when we would just never do that with friends or anyone else. But the internal language, that inner critic, it's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's fascinating how, like, and that I made a post about this recently about how I'm struggling with taking, like accepting kind of compliments and I'm an inspiration, all the things, but it's that internal critic that I put myself down so much sometimes, or I try not to, but you just do, you no matter what you try, it just happens. And I feel sometimes like because you put yourself down so much that it's so hard for you to really accept and really believe what other people are telling you, because you don't see yourself that way, you know? Oh, and so, so I really try to just give myself a pep talk of like what I would try to say to my friend, like, come on, you can just do. Or sometimes I'm like, Angel, you got people watching you, because I post so much online. People are watching me. And so, in a way, it's really helpful for me because then it kind of encourages me to like get up there and be like, all right, you know, I have a couple of friends who I'll Marco Polo and be like, I don't feel like walking today.
I love Marco Polo. It's the best.
I know.
Secret people, get your friends on there. I love that you brought that up.
I love Marco Polo. I have my cousins, Mori Marco Polo back, and she'll message me, I don't feel like walking today, Angel, but your post made me get up and do it. And I'm like, I'm going then, you know, it's just something that just encourages me then too. So I don't know.
You dropped so many gems here. I want to like recap this because this is like a little playbook. Okay. So you only watch certain shows on the treadmill. I love it. So you're pairing together something you like, but I really like that where it's like, you know, you're going to love the show anyway. You might as well do some walking with it. So that is gold. I know I have, I don't know about you, but like there's lots of podcasts that I listen to. I know the days they come out and I'm like, all right, Monday morning is this podcast. Tuesday is that. Wednesday is that. I know the drop dates. I know the times when they come out.
Yep.
So, okay. So I love that you have that. And then number two, I have not done this, but this is interesting. I think more in quarterly goals, but I love that you have this monthly challenge and then you break it down by week and then you can do the little pep talk. Like you're probably, I mean, I'm going to steal this one from you because I want to do that because I think I haven't been breaking down goals small enough, but I like the fact they're like, well, we might not get it done if we don't do this today. Like that if in the week, and I also like the flexibility created with that because whenever I'm working with people, and this is actually something I learned from Elizabeth Benton. She wrote the book Chasing Cupcakes and I did a program of hers where it was a group thing. And she talked about you never make a 7-day goal because someday something's going to go wrong. But if you in the week and in the month, you need to get the thing done, you'll get your behind in gear to do the 2 miles here, there. Maybe one day you do 5 because it's gorgeous outside. And the other day it's 0 because there's a blizzard, right? Like you've
exactly.
got for it, right? And so
yes.
making it more flexible, but that's the flexibility. You still actually reach the goal, but it's how you reach it, right? And then you said number 3 here, I love this kind of encouraging yourself, not putting yourself down, talking to yourself like you do a friend. What I've witnessed from watching you for a long time is it's been an evolution and I love hearing that, right? And I think as humans, we actually do thrive in connection. And I think I'm very much so the same way. I actually like having friends and being with people that are supporting each other in the same direction. And I think that's what you're putting out there. And that's why people are connecting to that because it's real. It's not contrived. Yeah. What do you think you would say to someone that I think me and you can think of a version of us in the past that was just really not in a good place, totally wanted all these things, but was like, I'm too tired. I'm too exhausted. I don't even know how to go about it. What advice do you think you would tell her, that past version of you that we love, but was just in a really different place?
Yeah, man, that's a good question. I mean, I would say that she's worth it, number one.
Yeah.
And it's not as hard as she thinks that it is.
Oh, I love it.
Because I mean, I remember I can look back and, you know, you think back to like everything, you just think back to where you were and you're like, oh, just in, it doesn't have to be hard. You can make it like making those small little goals. Like, because I remember working out with a trainer and she would kill me in the gym, you know, and like we had to be so strict on this diet that it was like, that would then, if I had one brownie that would just derail me and like off the rails. And then I would just die lifting these weights. And then I would end up getting injured. I remember I used to have such lower back issues because she was like, whatever. She's just pushing me. Cause she's like, Angel, you're so strong. Yeah, I'm strong, but it doesn't necessarily
don't
mean
break me. Same thing happened to me in college, totally injuries with, and these are like the people that aren't skilled at what they do. So they don't understand how to balance things, but
yeah, but things don't have to be as hard as that we maybe make them.
Yeah.
And it is easy as long as you can. I mean, there are hard days, but I can't believe who I've become to love this. Like, I love going for my walks. Yes, there are days where I struggle, but I just love walking. Yesterday, I walked in the treadmill. I didn't even share. I walked in the treadmill and I ended up walking at a 3.2 to a 3.6. I kept bumping up. Like I am never been a speed walker and I was bumping up that speed and I wasn't getting out of breath. And I was like, who am I right now walking? And I walked for three miles instead of 2 miles.
It's phenomenal. I like this, the you're worth it, and it might not be as hard as you think. But it's interesting. I think back, there's several different quotes that come to mind when I think about this. And one is hard now or hard later. Like there's always going to be some hard in life, right? And then the other thing, excuse my language, but there's this saying that life is kind of like a shit sandwich. Like some parts are okay and some parts are not. You just got to get through it. But what comes to mind for me is, you end up, if you're working on this, you end up finding all the ways to make it easy that you like. I think for me, one of the biggest challenges was finding foods that were healthier that I liked and like how to get in more protein. And I'm a vegetarian. Yeah. And so it was like, I would see everybody else just like eating a bunch of chicken. For me, it's not a moral thing. It's really a texture thing. I tried so hard to bring in shrimp or chicken, and it's just never like, this was since childhood. I never ate meat like this. It must be like an oral whatever type of thing with the texture.
Yeah.
So what was fascinating is over these years, I just started to be like, okay, but what do I like? So I make the devotions protein things and I do Greek yogurt combinations and I do this and I do that. And what I realized is this works for me. And honestly, it is easier eating in this way than when I was buying random stuff at the store, like binging on random food. It was so all over the place. Honestly, that was more energetic ups and downs and always being exhausted. And it's easier now, but it's because I really lovingly was like looking for the answer, not in a like it solves everything, but it really wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. Like I was like, we're going to have to count every calorie. And like, I remember, oh my God, have all the trainers messed us up. Like the trainer was like, write your food down. I remember like, I just couldn't stick to the amount. I would be so hungry. Cause again, we were doing hours worth of weight training and all of this together, like you learn as you go, but it was really this all or nothing mentality and it didn't need to be that hard. And I think people hearing that. And also I think, I don't know about you, but like, you know, when you talk about I like to think about what you just said as level ups, right? Like when you keep increasing the pace, but you're not like, I'm going to walk this really fast. You just feel ready. I'm really big into like intuitively what's the next step for you. You intuitively were like, my body can do this. It's able. I want to do it, right? Versus we have to do X, Y, Z for this to be, because that's never going to work when it's imposed on you versus coming from within you. You know what I mean? I like that you're sharing that. So basically this person, maybe it's not as hard as they think, and they're actually worth putting in the effort, because I actually do think it takes a lot of effort. Like, do you remember when you first started the med, like figuring out the protein? Was that a thing for you or not?
Yes, because I don't think I was eating as much protein as what I started to on the med, because I was had already kind of like counting calories. I only was counting calories back when I first started in 2021. I was just counting calories. I wasn't counting protein. You know, part of me was shifting to like macros, but then at the same time, I started following people on TikTok and I was like, okay, well, we're just focusing. Let's shift a little. Let's focus on protein more and up my protein and really focus on that than anything else. Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, like if anyone's listening, we're not saying any version of this is wrong. I go through periods of calorie, like recently here, I just recorded a podcast on it. Like I was overly ravenous and there was a med change. There was a time change. There was the weight increase. Like I needed to do calories because it didn't matter what I was doing. It felt like not a fun time. So there's nothing wrong if you enjoy calorie counting, but it's interesting how the shift might change based on what you're working on. And I think the reason we're so obsessed with protein in this community, it's because we just know that the, you know, like the muscle mass doesn't go down as much. One thing I like to think about is when we've been working on this health stuff for a lot of years, which you, the same as me, have done that. I often think when people start out, they think, oh, it's just the fact that they've lost weight that they're going to be proud of that. But really, there are so many other things that change. What do you think some of those have been for you? Like, I know you mentioned some of them, right? Like being able to walk further, like physically with your body. But do you think there's anything else that has shocked you about this process?
Oh, gosh, there's so much. My body doesn't hurt. I don't hardly ever take ibuprofen or Tylenol at all. Not at all. And I used to take it all the time. I have regular periods that come now since I have started this medication and or this process and this weight loss process. I don't even think it's really the medication too. The walking more, I know, is like the big thing. Like even my video that you mentioned earlier about me like walking on a treadmill and not, and having enough space, walking into Maurice's and having to buy a new pair of jeans and buying a size 16 and almost coming out of the plus size section. I never in my wildest dreams, to be honest, have ever envisioned myself. Yes, I have dreamed those, like, or maybe have hoped for one day, but in the back of my mind have been like, that's never going to happen. Like, I'm always going to be big, you know, unless I do something drastic or, you know, I remember having thoughts of, man, I wish I could just get sick and then lose the weight. And who wants to think that on yourself? You know what I'm saying?
I know, but you know what I like? Okay. I like that you bring that up because I don't think that people, well, I think everyone who's listening here will, but the despair that comes with this. So I talked recently about the Oprah special that will have happened relatively recently to when we're talking right now. And the little crazy gremlins come out that say, well, just count your calories and thermodynamics don't lie. And they're saying this stuff. And I'm like, but you don't understand that this is a disease. And when you're talking about that, I don't think that they understand the position that people that struggle with this as a chronic medical condition, that we would even have that thought, man, if I get sick, that might be a way to lose this weight. That wouldn't even occur to them. They're not understanding the desperation and how that they're making this a choice. When I say that's never been a choice and it never will be a choice, no one would ever choose to struggle with this.
Yeah, absolutely. No one would. I also, you had said something about a conversation and it just triggered. One thing that I've loved about this is having some conversations and conversations can be very difficult in situations like that, mm-hmm. with losing weight, being a bigger body. And then you have people who love you and want to tell you, you need to lose weight and whatever, all those hard situations. But I've had some really cool conversations with some people in my family and in my husband's family who are just trying to understand. And while I'm so scared of the judgment and the and what people might say, and oh, you're taking the easy way out, but I have worked so hard. And also that the conversations that I've had with them have been the complete opposite of what I thought that they would be, because they have seen me, because I am so out there, they have seen me work on things and they have seen me put in the work, but then they want to understand the medication side of it a little bit more. So then they ask the questions. And so that's really kind of cool about this journey, about like these conversations that I might not have had with people about yeah. obesity and about what I have lived with my whole life, you know? Yeah. And so that's something that's been kind of cool that's come out. And also, when I would have been in my heaviest, I would not have wanted to talk about that. I would have avoided it at all costs, because you're already in a place where you don't even feel comfortable in your own body. To be honest, I mean, I didn't feel comfortable at 370 pounds. I was miserable. I mean, I couldn't bend over and tie a shoe. Oh, also, one other thing that has been so cool about this journey, about losing weight and about like this whole process, is that at work, I have noticed, I've been told, and I don't think I've made a video about this, but I need to, because at work, there's been several people who have come up to me. And so I was a shift supervisor before. I stepped down to just due to some stress issues. And that was at my heaviest. That was in 2020. It was 2020, right? When I started losing this weight, I had just stepped down from a shift supervisor position. And so then I had like stepped. So then in 2022, it was 2023. Last May, I've been almost a shift supervisor again for a year. And I had lost 70 pounds. And so I'd lost 70 pounds, became a shift supervisor again. And people have seen the difference in how I'm managing my shift, how I'm handling myself. They say they don't bump into me behind the Starbucks line like they used to. And I noticed that. I noticed that I take everything with ease, the stress. I don't let the stress get to me. And I can handle myself a lot better than I was 70 pounds, 87 pounds ago. Yeah. And that right there is actually probably one of the most things that I have come to love about this journey, is because I'm able to handle the stress in my life a lot better than I was before.
And it's fascinating because there can be so many different reasons for this, right? But just the fact that I'm hearing you navigate the world differently, you view yourself differently, your leadership is different. And then probably, I mean, we can throw in there, like, you doing the walking and stuff is grounding you. So like your emotional capacity is different.
My mental health.
Right?
Yes. Like, yes.
Yeah. So, just fascinating. Do you think there's anything else that people should know if they're on this journey? And I feel like my thoughts are always that we need continual, not motivation, because we can't infuse that into anyone, but inspiration to know, look, we're all in this. Hey, here's a little tip, a trick, you know, things that she's doing. Do you think there's anything that we haven't talked about today where it's like, hey, this would be really helpful for someone to know if they're on this journey or gonna start the journey? Or just what do you think would be like your tip for a person if today they were to start on this?
My tips is don't compare your journey to anybody else's. Don't take the pictures, take the measurements, because the scale is not always the only tool to measure your success. And then also, I have a quote that I have on my wall, but it says, push yourself because no one else is going to do it for you. And that is what I have lived the last 3 years on, is no one else is doing this for me. I'm the only one who can do this, and I'm worth it. I keep having to try to tell myself that. So you are worth it. You are worthy. And
I'm like, I want to cry right now. So
I know I'm tearing up.
I'm like, don't tear up. People are not watching us right now, but we're both tearing up. But you, okay, listen, when you said this, don't compare and take the measurements, just know your beginning. I literally just had a follow-up today with a patient that went back to the measurements that they'd done in October to now, 8 inches down. And you know, the thing about it is like the scale hadn't been moving as fast month to month. It was still moving down. They're still doing great in my eyes, right? But like that gives them extra ammunition to know, look, it does matter, all these exercises and all these things that I'm doing. And I love that you brought up, because I would have totally forgotten about this, the compare and despair is just trash. And I know it's so hard. Like I suffer from this affliction daily.
It's so hard.
Right? Because you want to like support your friends. You want to support the people online, everything. And even me, like, it's interesting. I stay clinical in a visit, but I sometimes even to myself, I'm thinking, wow, I'm not even losing that fast or this or that. But it's like, wait a minute. I am different. I'm going to honor who I am. There's a reality that some people will lose faster or not. We have no idea if they're actually holding on to muscle more or not. We don't know. We know none of it. And so I always say, if you're not in their body and you don't know their genetics and you don't know their history and you don't know their minute-to-minute life, which you can't with anyone else, if you don't intimately know those details, which I don't know about anyone else, we have to, and it's a practice, I think, to continually remind yourself of that. And to be proud of yourself. I had on these exercise pants, you know, I was like, I love how you look. In 2 seconds, I could turn it negative by turning to the side. Yeah. But I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. Like, we're loving this angle and you've been working at this. And so just reminding yourself, it's a practice to talk differently to yourself. It doesn't happen overnight, but that these are such good tips. And I just want to say, thank you so much, Angel, for coming on today. People are going to get so inspired. Can you tell us, where is the best place right now for people to find you, to be able to follow along? Tell us all the places.
Okay. Well, I'm on, basically it's TikTok, Angel Shear, and we'll spell out my name for you, but it's just my name. It's literally, people think it's called Angel's Cheer, but it's Angel Shear.
What a great thing for them to think that. I love that. I would have never, I'm looking at it. I can see it.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, oh, well, Angel's cheering on. You're cheering you on. That's what I'm here for. I'm cheering you on. Anyway, and then on Instagram, I do Facebook, and you can find me on there. My profile is public, most of it. I don't normally post private stuff, but I'm selective on who I invite to be a friend.
I feel like Facebook is always more of a private thing. Am I the only one? Yeah. Anyone can follow on Instagram and TikTok.
But Facebook is meh.
I know you do a ton of stuff on TikTok. On Instagram, do you do a lot on stories and stuff? I'm not as active sometimes on there.
I used to do a lot on stories, and I would then post a lot. I do mostly on stories, and I am on Snapchat too. Not all social media platforms. I'm a social media queen. I don't know.
I love it.
Social media.
Well, thank you so much for being on. We're going to link all of your channels down below. If anyone is listening and you want, I rarely say this, but I'm like, go follow Angel. If you want someone that is really just I don't know if we want to use real talk, but just nice. You have good perspective. I think you're very motivational. I think it's just, you know, there are very few people online where I actually watch their whole video, and you are one where I pause and listen. And so I just want to say thank you. I feel like we are friends. It's real. Same. It happened.
So, yay.
So thank you so much. And I'll let you know. We'll let everybody know down below what are all the best ways to start following you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Oh my gosh. I just love it. Thank you so much.
Thanks.